Welcome to 321 Go the Podcast. I'm John Pelkey.
And I'm Carissa Galloway, and we're bringing you stories from start to finish to keep the everyday athlete motivated to keep moving towards the next finish.
All right, Carissa, today we revisit the final race weekend of the 2023-2024 season. Crying emoji, just pop that up if you would.
Thank you.
It was an epic season. It was an epic ending to the season. And we have with us today the rest of our year-long announcing crew, Riley Claremont and Tracy Wu. They're joining us for the springtime surprise and season as a whole recap sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that springtime surprise, you know, sometimes it's kind of like the stepchild, if you will, of it. But I think it's really blossomed, if you will, with the springtime. I think it was the most connective weekend we've had as a team, as a community, and full of just good vibes. And healthier you today, we're going to talk about why you might feel nauseous, Johnny, during a run. And then we're going to share a listener email that includes your wife, Jody, because I'm always a sucker for that. Thank you guys so much for all the love about the podcast this weekend. I think John and I will both agree it's weird that you listen and you say you listen, but we are super grateful because we're still doing this. If you love 321 Go, please subscribe, add us to your library, and consider supporting us by becoming subscribers. You can see that in our show notes. You can be like Adrian, Don, and more. And now, let's do this. All right, Johnny, we're going to skip the chat because essentially this whole episode is a chat with our great friends and co-hosts, but we do want to thank our sponsors first.
That's right. Want to take a minute to thank Sarah Akers with Runs on Magic. Great to see Sarah this weekend. You know, as a lover of Run Disney herself, Sarah always loves helping plan those magical weekends. But with Sarah, the world is your oyster. Whether you're looking to book a honeymoon getaway, all-inclusive girls trip, boys trip to Vegas, family cruise, international adventure, whatever, she is here and at your service.
Yep, and what's great about it is you tell her where you want to go, what you're thinking, and she offers complimentary travel planning services, personalized itineraries, specializes in Run Disney, Universal, and cruise vacations. Use the promo code 321GO, so when you request your vacation quote, you can be entered to win a $200 Disney gift card or booking credit. Find her at Instagram at RunsOnMagic. She'll have special offers and more, or email her at RunsOnMagicTravel@gmail.com.
Okay, civilians, it's time for the goods. Let's get on to the interview.
All right, joining us today, the other two full-season members of our Run Disney sports host team, Tracy Wu and Riley Claremont. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. And Tracy, we'll start with you and then Riley. How are you? And let everyone know, where are you?
I'm doing great. Finally recovered from the weekend. It took a little bit. Slept all day Monday. And I am currently in Winter Park, Florida, in my office because, you know, can't just pay the bills with Run Disney.
Tracy got herself an office, everybody.
I mean,
not a home office either.
If we could pay our bills with Run Disney, we would like have 8 podcast episodes a month because what else would we be doing? But it would be amazing.
That would be great. I would be so happy.
All right, Riley, how are you and where are you?
I'm good. I got on the road at 5 a.m. on Monday morning. I was back here by 2. You know, okay, some infrastructure stuff on the way back home that, you know, I would have made better time. I was trying to give you guys a view of our lovely springtime here in North Carolina.
It just seems like we're on a roller coaster.
There you go. Look at the azaleas. Look at the azaleas. Anyway, it's gorgeous up here. High today is going to be about 67. Ugh. And everything's beautiful. In bloom. It's just beautiful.
Can I just say how crazy it was, how hot the weekend was, and then Monday happened, and it was
perfect stunning weather.
You're like, come on.
Yeah, we opened the door that morning at the hotel, and we were like, oh, it's cold.
I know. I'm like, I felt so bad for the runners. I'm like, oh, if you guys could have just waited 2 more days, it would have been perfect. Oh, well.
But such is life. All right, we want to start with, you know, if the worst thing that ever happened to John was that he didn't get to go to San Antonio, possibly the best thing that's ever happened to John and all of us is that he finished the Adventure Is Out There 10K. Johnny, we are 4 days out from the big finish. How are you feeling?
You know, oddly enough, I feel great. My legs, yesterday there was still a little bit of, you know, when I would sit for an extended period of time, my ankles would take a little time to agree that it was time to start moving again. I've used the word time far too many times in this. So if Weston could edit that out,
no,
that'd be great.
He won't.
But yeah, I'm surprisingly, I thought I would feel a lot worse today than I do. But I feel really, really good. And, we talked about it, Carissa, after I ran, like, when should I run again? And that question really is how many days can I be excused from running, which is really what I wanted to know. But I'm going to jump back in on Saturday, giving myself a week, and I'm going to jump back in because, yeah, I feel better than I thought I would.
Good. And I think that's an appropriate amount of time because we do want you to continue moving and being physically active. It's unfortunately for health, running is not a one and done, but you don't get medals every day. All right. I want to talk a little bit through your race, John. So last year before the 5K, you were nervous. I saw it.
Yes,
Riley saw it. We could see that. You seemed much less so this time. So was that all an act? Because we know you are a great actor.
I really am a great actor. Oh, I thought there was more.
That was not.
No, you know what? I was oddly confident. First of all, shout out to Stephanie Humphrey, who runs through breast cancer, who paced me through, gave me electrolytes, really got me to the end of the race. So I knew that she'd be taking good care of me when I was out there. But I think I was oddly confident because I'd had such a great experience with the 5K at the Galloway weekend up in Atlanta, which I did not want to run. I protested.
So you're still protesting, and you've ran it and then run a 10K. You're still protesting it.
Yeah, I really am still protesting. It's kind of part of who I am. Since that went so well, first time I'd done a 30-30 run-walk ratio, I knew that I could get to the finish. I'm just a little surprised that I got to the finish continuing to run at some point. Now, my mile 5 to 6 was a lot slower than mile 0 to 1 and 1 to 2. But I still got in under time. And I was oddly confident that I could finish. And I was not oddly confident I could finish the 5K back last year, I guess. It was not an act. I actually felt pretty confident.
All right, so talk us through your race plan. Talk us through the first 5K. Riley and I were out there. We're trying to track you. We're begging our friends in the corrals to tell us, you know, when you pass that 5K mark, because I don't know about you guys. I think John and I have talked about this before. My phone goes to SOS at a certain part in the morning and at the finish. So I could not track you. We're up. Riley and I are panicked. Is he out there? Is he making progress?
Did he quit before mile one, which Riley probably threw a prop bet in there. Which mile will he quit before? Mile one actually did relatively well. My plan was to do what Stephanie told me to do and to just continue 1 foot in front of the other, get 1% better every mile, which I actually didn't. I went in the other direction. But my first 5K, actually, I felt really, really good. The first couple of miles, we were sub 13 minutes on the first couple of miles. So I knew at that point that, okay, you even if you completely break down and have to walk the last 3 miles, you're going to get to the finish. And from that point on, it was just, again, doing what I was told, because I've never gone on a run long enough that I had to eat before.
Yep.
This is the first time I've ever done that, where I had to put something into my system. So that was really my plan. And so many people were shouting out to me as they passed me.
Polite things or just insults?
Both. Get off the course, you moron. Probably was about 11% of the people. Now, everybody was incredibly positive as, you know, they passed me running their 7-minute miles and such. Nobody likes to show off, people. But that really did help me. And I will say that when I got to the 3-mile mark, I was like, oh, wow, that happened a lot more quickly than I expected it to.
Good. What about the entertainment? Last time we've joked ad nauseum that you didn't see anything. You took a picture of the topiary. What did you think of the actual hole, the point that it's in Run Disney this time?
I thought the entertainment was great, and I really did have an opportunity this time to see it and take it in. I've got a couple of pictures with bands that our director, Mark Ferreira, was particularly proud of because he had kind of discovered them in Germany and Canada. So I was able to stop and get photos with them. I didn't do any character stops because what the hell, people? It's like I'm in Corral A. And I'm sorry to everyone who's actually a runner who doesn't get to go in Corral A. But by the time I got to the first character stop, there must have been 50 people in line. So I have no idea how anybody was able to do that. But I did get to see all the characters. I got to stop with a couple of our DJ friends and get photos. And so I was able to take in all of the entertainment, and I did get a picture with the Hallelujah Chorus at the end because that, you know, that's everybody's.
Someone had told us, I think it was Grant, like he stopped at the chorus. He's coming on his way in. All right, Riley, Tracy, do you want to chime in your thoughts, your emotions, your reactions on John Pelkey runs a 10K? Riley, we'll start with you.
It was amazing. We all gave up, well, Carissa and I, we gave up our breaks over at the starting line,
sure did.
Because that took a long, long time. It provides such a through line for the whole weekend. People love it. I mean, that's the bottom line is I'm always taken aback by how many people are actually paying attention to our little circle of friends and what goes on within our little bubble and all that kind of stuff. But it just provides such a great, see, I'm trying to avoid words. You're trying to avoid time. I'm trying to stop using the word foundational because I keep using that over and over and over again, but I'll use it one last time for this last race of the season. You know, it was foundational. It provides such a added dimension to what the sports hosts bring to the whole event. The fact that you're taking part of it, you know, we're used to Carissa, you know, Carissa leads the way because she is steeped in this. She is running. She runs. It's authentic. It's organic. It's real. But when one of us chuckleheads tries to, you know, get in on that, it just brings all those other people who are just more casual and more relaxed about it, who have doubts and fears and are scared of it, just like you were, just like I would be. And the fact that you have triumphed, and it is such a positive thing. And plus, it's just fun, Johnny. It's just fun to see you out there. You know, and when you came up that thing and you're pointing at Carissa and you're pointing at people, you know, it's beautiful.
I actually got teary-eyed. Riley can attest to that. Like, I think what moved me the most is watching you guys support John. You guys were like, okay, I'm going to go to the finish line and interview him. And Riley, you were like, I'm going to call him in. And being the newbie in this little family, it's like watching you guys' friendship really, like, we want to celebrate him so much. And I'm like, obviously I was there too. But it was just like, it really put a tear to my eye. And I know how hard it is. I've done them. It's not an easy feat to do a 10K. And I'm really, really, really proud of you, even though you were miserable after. You were happy like 2 hours later, but you were.
I wasn't that miserable. I was just largely confused.
I think that just has to do with my age. That was like me that half that I say they gave me back the microphone and I was like a drunk person. Like your glycogen stores are low. We're gonna move on because we got a lot to talk about. But John, I want to know, was there a point that you started to struggle and you had sort of negative thoughts? Did you have to work through those? You know, we all have that moment in a race where we say it gets tough and you've got to kind of say, am I going to continue to run this or am I just going to walk it in? And both answers are fine. But, you know, what did you work through mentally there?
At the 4 mile mark, and I think I'd mentioned it about a billion times when people were talking to me about it, that in my long runs in my Galloway training, I'd never gone beyond 4 miles. I was always around 3.8 to maybe 4.1 or just 4 and change. So when I got to the 4 mile mark, not only, you know, physically, obviously it's quite tiring, and we'd been moving at what for me was a decent pace up to that point in time. But I just think psychologically, I'm telling myself, you've never gone further than this. And, you know, I am not someone, people who know me well know this, I am not someone who challenges myself a lot in things like that. It crept into my mind at about the 4 mile, between the 4 and the 5 mile mark, I can just walk it in now. I don't really have to do this. But part of it too, and again, shout out to Stephanie, is she could see that I was struggling. Katie Merck came along with us about the 3 mile mark. She was really helping me remember to breathe properly because that's definitely a thing. And Stephanie knew I needed something with electrolytes. So she gave me some goo and that kind of revitalized me. And though I wasn't moving particularly quickly those last couple of miles, once that kicked in and I had a little bit more salt and electrolytes in my system, I knew that I could still do it on the 30-30s. Though, frankly, I think there might have been a couple of times where my run was actually slower than my walk. Certainly possible.
Well, that's okay. You did it. It's been a year plus in the making. Chris Nikich is going to be so proud of you. The finish line, we brought you in with tumbling dice. And the big, you had a big flexing finish there briefly before we move on. Tell us about the finish line pose.
I, I have no excuse for that other than oxygen deprivation. I don't have biceps. I always mention not only did I skip arm day, I skipped arm year. I skipped arm decade. There may not have ever been an arm time. Let's
arm
just be honest.
Arm half century.
But exactly. But I don't know. That's what I was feeling at that point in time. I did feel very, very accomplished. And there was a lot of, as I always say, there was a lot of hallelujah, it's over at that point. Because when I finished the 5K in Atlanta, I knew that I was going to do the 10K. And I felt like, oh, I can go the extra distance. I'm going to say to all of you who said, when's the 10 miler? When are you doing your half marathon? When are you doing a challenge? Pump the brakes, people. Because at the end of the 6.2 miles, I did not feel like I could double that up.
And you don't need to. It is a huge accomplishment to come where you started, where you are. I would just say keep going. And a huge shout out to the Jeff Galloway method, because when you do the 30-30s, that helps reduce your risk of injury. It helps push back that wall. So you have proven once again that the run, walk, run works.
And find your ratio, because I had started and I talked to Jeff about this. I had been doing it at the 1 minute and the 30 second, which is kind of the default. And I talked to Riley about this when he was asking about the race. I said, every time I do that at about 2.5 miles, my legs were just done. But when I went to the 30-30s, I was able to manage that better. And Jeff said, find your ratio, and that may change as you train, but I highly recommend it to everyone. Mess around with it. Try different ratios, because we're all different.
Well, John, we are all extremely proud of you. The community is so proud of you, and I'm sure you have inspired other people, hopefully spouses, friends, that see what you did and say, you can do anything, buddy. That's what they say to you.
Well, I hope so. And a lot of people said that, and I got a lot of, and I want to thank everybody who chimed in on the social media sites that I barely understand.
You've been doing amazing on Instagram, by the way. Really impressed. Yeah really
kind of blew up on Instagram. Yeah, just a little bit. And a shout out to all the folks from the Pelkey Running Club too, who were very sweet along the way. I saw some of the hats coming through, and just to everybody again. And just in conclusion, because I know we don't yammer on about me for the rest of the time.
Enjoying it.
But one of the great things about going out there and doing it, and both Carissa, Tracy, you guys have done it, is just feeling what that experience is like, and all those years just, you know, doing it from the booth and start line and everything, you really don't get the true experience of how supportive the Run Disney family is. And I got to see that for 6 miles, and it was quite remarkable. And if I didn't say thank you online, it's just I haven't gotten to it yet, so working my way through that.
Well, good. Well done, John.
Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right. So now we'll rewind. We'll start the weekend briefly. We had yoga. What'd you guys think of yoga? Was it fun for y'all?
Sleeping was fantastic.
Sleeping was just napping, my napping bed away. Was yes. Tell so us cozy. About yoga, which was before all of the events this time, as opposed to after, which I think we saw for Princess. Was it Princess that it was the Monday after?
Kicked everything off with yoga, our friends from Echelon at Hollywood Studios, and it was beautiful. It's just such a nice, peaceful way to start everything, so different than the race mornings. And then our director, Mark Ferrer, works really hard to bring in the characters. So we did the yoga at Hollywood Studios, right in the middle there in front of the Chinese Theater. And then they did a special presentation of Disney's Movie Magic, which is something you can see in Hollywood Studios. But they added in fireworks, which the actual Disney Movie Magic that happens in the park doesn't even have fireworks. So they added those in just for Run Disney. And then we had the characters come out. And we had all the characters, so the icons of the weekend. And as I was set backstage for the end of Movie Magic, because that was when I was going to bring out the characters, I'm standing back there and all the characters are there, all dressed. And Carl from Up was one of the characters, and he's just watching the fireworks with his little walker and his little face. And it was like, literally made me cry, because the movie is very emotional. It's also very, it makes me very angry near the end. I watched the whole movie this weekend, so I really don't like that guy, Carl Riley. So it was nice. I think it's a nice way to start the weekend. It's a gentle way. And I ask, you know, how many people out here aren't even running? So probably about 20% of the people were just there for that, which is nice that they get to be a part of the community too, in all the different ways that we move our bodies. So if you can get into a yoga as part of race weekend, I encourage you to. I know we'll have, I think, 2 in our next season, at least.
Great. Sounds fun.
Yeah. 5K. All right.
And I need the yoga. I got to add that one into the thing. All right. So 5K, Neverland 5K the next morning. First of all, just want to ask Riley, we've gotten good at managing sleep But for the 5K, you said you didn't.
Womp womp.
No, no. Yeah, 5K, just I don't think I ever fell asleep. I think I just dozed. And that definitely impacted. They're all good weekends. Personally, I'm just frustrated because I'm still dealing with this nausea or reflux thing. And it's really starting to piss me off because it doesn't happen in any other context of my life. It happens nowhere else other than Run Disney. And if I can play the, oh, poor me card, because I'm in that mood this morning since I've been up since 5. For years I dealt with the hernia, you know, trying to massage that and work around that and deal with that. And then I get that taken care of. And then as soon as I get that taken care of, I don't think it happened at Wine and Dine, but certainly the marathon weekend was just awful in that sense. So anybody that has any advice or tips, please bring them on at your convenience, because I've got 6 months and who knows, you know, you never know if you're going to be invited back and all that. But that was just my frustration throughout the weekend was for all the beautiful, fun, incredible things that were happening. I just seemed like I was constantly trying to not throw up. Not constantly. That was also another thing that pissed me off, was that it would just go away for a while. And then all of a sudden I'd start burping and then here it comes back. So, you know, I didn't mean to confess all that this morning. I guess it's just the mood I'm in. But that was one of my central frustrations, is that just won't go away.
Well, I don't want to harp on this, but I have two questions. One, still possibly Matt Pablo. That's not a question.
Always a possibility.
Two, do you have a different bed set up at home where you're sitting up higher, like a Tempur-Pedic situation? Is there...
Carissa, I've tried all sorts of, you know, I thought maybe it was
I'm not
milk.
A medical doctor.
I've gotten rid of all, you know, the milk. I've eaten, you know, a small meal late in the day. I've gone without eating. I've tried all sorts of different combinations. Somebody said, you know, because I do drink a little bit of coffee. I don't drink any coffee down there because I just thought that would exacerbate everything. Anyway, I don't want this to turn into that. But
sorry,
if anybody has too late. Yeah, sorry. But it's just terrible because I know there are people up to me and it seems like the talking exacerbates that, because I'll be going great. And then all of a sudden I'll see somebody coming up to me and I'm wanting to talk to them, but I'm going, it's just,
I wonder if it's allergies, because allergies are different for different people because it's a different place. Like my allergies come out as vertigo.
Wow. So maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I take an allergy pill every day for vertigo, but maybe yours are allergies because you're in a different city, state.
Yeah, and
whatever.
I'm starting to worry that it's just becoming mental now, that it's just becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. Anyway, all that aside, starting with the 5K, again, I agree with you guys. There was, 5K was a little different. There seemed to be a little trepidation. Maybe people were worried.
5K energy was a little bit low.
A little low key, but found some wonderful people to talk to. Joanne in particular, who I followed, you know, throughout the weekend, but it was her first time. And obviously we love featuring the first timers. But yeah, that's what I say. It was 5K, the finish line, people singing, smiles on their faces.
So fun.
But yeah, at the start, and again, maybe everybody had that thing about the heat in their heads, a little subdued. And I didn't.
Tracy, to you, I want to talk about one of your interviews in which you had a star chested man behind you.
Star bra
man. Can you elaborate on Star Bra Man, who I couldn't say this on mic? I think he called it the thirst trap springtime surprise or the slutty springtime surprise. Because he was shirtless 3 days in a row.
Shirtless 3 days in a row. I had the most fun interviews this weekend. People were just crazy and fun. And the stars were awesome. They stayed on, which a lot of people were wondering if they would stay on. And they stayed on till the finish, created by his wife with foam, I think he said.
I just love that these wives are out there dressing their men like either I just love that they're on board with this.
Yes. But yeah, everyone, the 5K, my gosh, the costumes in the 5K were insane. There were just some amazing costumes out there. And I never ran in a costume. And these guys are just like hardcore, spending days and days building them. And I have a lot of admiration for that.
I think it was subdued because everybody was expecting the weekend to be a little hotter than it was. And I think everybody was kind of pacing themselves a little bit. And it was humid that 5K morning.
Yeah.
But I agree. I saw the costumes there and I thought, ooh, this might not have been the weekend for that, guys. But man, people power through.
Yep. We did. And I've said this, that I like when we all match. And for the most part this weekend, you know, we did. Tracy and Matt were their own thing on Sunday, but made sense. So I love when we all have that camaraderie together. And then a big event of the 5K was the beginnings, if you will, of the Riley Claremont Running Club, with DW. So Riley, did you know, because there had been talks that you were going to do the 5K, this race, and there's various reasons why that wasn't able to happen, and we're going to just have that as an option for the future. But how did you feel about the Riley Claremont Running Club?
So flattered. And I'd seen a picture on Instagram prior to him showing up at the actual race of the pennant on the bed and him getting ready. So I knew it was coming. But and somebody from Cheer Squad, you know, captured this great, it's a little blurry, but that kind of adds to it. But this great shot of when DW ran up to me at the finish line to present me the pennant, which was beautiful. And he was sweaty and salty, and it was great. I gave him a big kiss on the cheek. But somebody caught that moment of him running up to me. And it's just, you know, it's like lovers being reunited at a train station. It was beautiful. And then, of course, every shot he took because of the dress he was wearing,
you know,
he's naked from the chest up. So every picture he took with me and with other people, he looks like he's naked. And quite frankly, I adored that, you know,
yeah.
It was, in fact, he just posted a picture where, you know, where he looks naked and my eyes just look crazy. And I said, I look crazy. I look delighted and insane, which, you know, that's pretty much the weekend. But yes, always
I like
flattered.
To point out for the record that I got a running club after I actually ran a race. Riley got one never having run a race. So
he's a man of the people.
That all being said, and not to get into this too deep. But I'm really glad, actually, that the focus was on you this weekend, John, as it should have been. You ran the 5K last spring. You did the 10K this spring. I'm shooting for Wine and Dine in the fall. And again, we talked about this, and I think we can devote 30 seconds to it. I just got spooked by the politics. You know, that was the main reason was that, you know, when we first brought this up, I realized that we all talk in this bubble of love. And sometimes when these ideas go outside the bubble of love, they're met sometimes with like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do again? So, you know, I want to keep my job. So politically, I was just like, let me step back.
Yeah, I mean,
and you didn't even know that you were going to, John didn't even know he was going to be able to do this until, a couple days before the actual race?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Until Wednesday, actually, 100% that I was going to do it. It should let everybody know, you know, we actually have responsibilities during the weekend. And to have more than one of us out on the course during a weekend, everybody else has to pick up the slack. So thanks again to you guys who picked up the slack for me on 10K day. But, you know, we're probably limited to one per, if we're having anyone running, just one of us on any given weekend.
Yeah. And again, our job is our job. And so anytime we can run, that's just bonus. That's you know, icing on the cake. We're going to move on. But I also want to shout out all the people who went with not the Peter Pan costumes, but the hooks, the Rufio, the Jack's baseball team, all of that. I loved that vibe. For me, that was like a core movie of my childhood. So I really enjoyed all the Bangarang. I think that's how you say it. Is it Bangarang?
Yeah.
No.
Bangarang.
Yes. Rufio. Yeah, so love that. Ox and Spoon in that group, who we will talk about a little bit later.
Creepy Ronald.
Creepy Ronald was in that. I have Creepy Ronald in the 10K, in the 10K notes. So we're going to move on to the 10K. We've talked.
Still disturbed by it.
Still disturbed. Everyone's still disturbed by it. He's done that twice.
Horrifying.
We'll just talk about it now. Why does the guy dress as Creepy Ronald McDonald? And McDonald's has become a huge part of these races thanks to the sociopath with the hash browns. Like, there's people getting hash browns in the Epcot parking lot. Like,
I know.
Why don't we get hash browns?
I know there
were
so.
I don't want
there
your
were more
sweaty
people
hash
to finish.
Fresh.
There were more people to finish line with hash browns and like Dole whips and stuff. I mean, everybody had hash browns.
Yeah, it used to be alcohol.
It was bizarre and made me hungry.
I know.
The Ox and Spoon Collective, and I think that's how we should refer to them, because I think their goals are loftier than just entertainment at Run Disney Weekends. At least they should be. They should form an organization.
And they're on the short list to be on the podcast, folks. We don't, if you're somebody we've talked to and you're like, why don't they love me? We do love you. We just only do one episode a week. And
you got to get those guys on.
They're on
because,
the list.
You know, it started with them doing songs about the races. Which were really well executed. And then they started showing up in these great costumes. Yeah, one week it was all McDonald's stuff with Ronald McDonald.
Creepy.
Scared the hell out of me. And that just became
so
a bit
creepy
throughout the weekend. And then this time for the 10K, they show up as the land in Epcot. They
that
were different
so
characters
cool
and different things from the land in Epcot. And then they stuck in Ronald.
But is that in the land? Am I missing a part of the land? It's a very boring ride. I don't do it a lot.
Legendary Bill Stewart. That's his handle, Legendary Bill Stewart. I think just wanted to have an excuse.
Creepy
to,
Bill Stewart is going to be his
name. He was Farmer McDonald. You know, he was Old McDonald the Farmer. So that's how that was a loose tie-in. But it still scared the hell out of me. And it's a great bit. And it will always be.
I know. It is funny. And then the makeup stays on so well. It's just, there's a lot of layers to it. I want to shout out my costume. I was Kevin. I think it's one of my top three favorite costumes I've ever had.
I've seldom seen you happier in a costume.
I just love the color, and it was really fun, and it was a character that you kind of play with a little bit. And then we got the picture of all the
Kevins. Yeah, made you kind of loopy. Let me just say it. You were kind of loopy in that costume.
I was high on the rainbow and the chocolate.
You really were.
Kevin likes the chocolate, so I love that. Now, Tracy, we tell all these stories about people we meet, and it occurred to me at the trailer that you don't ever know any of these stories because you go to the finish, which is the role I used to have. So how was the 5K finish, 10K finish? How were they?
It was great. It's always great. I mean, you got DJ Sarah out there, DJ Katie, who is insane in the best way. But it was fun. I mean, I do get a little bit of the stories, but it's hard. It's hard to hear mostly like Riley stuff. A lot of times I'm in the corral, so I don't get to hear what he's saying as well. I'm just waiting for my cue. But it was fun, as always. Also, for the last day, it's the best because I have Matt Pablo with me. And that guy just wants to Instagram everything. And we're just videoing everything and dancing. And it's a blast. Yeah. But I do want to shout out. I don't remember this gentleman's name who I interviewed during the 10K. But he's battling cancer in the moment. But he mentioned, and he's still running through all this. But the one thing he mentioned that I thought was really interesting, that he said that the guy who does Jogging Jack Sparrow helped him out a lot in his last race, which I thought Jogging Jack Sparrow was just out there, you know, to be Jogging Jack Sparrow. Yeah. And the fact that they like got him through the race and all that. And I'm like, wow, I had no idea. And I thought that was awesome.
No, he helped me out. As a matter of fact, came over to me specifically and was very sweet. And I saw him with a lot of runners really encouraging people on. So yeah, he's a real positive force out there and hysterical. And he's so committed to it. Well done.
I know.
And I think that's a good thing about us running. Yeah. Sorry.
And he doesn't drink, which is great. So next time, Jogging Jack Sparrow, if you're listening, I'll take your rum if you don't want it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a great thing about us, you know, John, that you get to run, that we get to kind of take that experience and let that enhance how we communicate on stage. I think that kind of makes everything stronger. Tracy, before we move on, and I've got one more thing for Riley. So the running joke between us is that sometimes you are so in the moment of your interview, you forget to throw it to videos.
I threw it to video every time.
You were pretty good this weekend. You were almost perfect.
I almost lost one.
You did. And John and I stood there and they put the camera back on us. And I can, as a TV host, you can tell when the person is like, I can tell when you've started, okay, we're going to go back to you. And you're not going to remember.
But
in that one, I could tell that like, you were like, oh, what do I do? And you threw it. And John and I just stood there. And then you did the video, but we're like, the camera's still on us. And we're like laughing hysterically. So to anybody that didn't get that, we're not knocking Tracy. It is hard because I'm the same way. I don't like to look at my cards when I'm on camera. Right. So sometimes you forget things, but you were on it.
It took, 4 or 5 years for me to get there, but I got it. I'll probably forget it next season if I'm back.
We're mean to you so often that you got it. Riley, last one of the 10K, if you remember her, do you remember Alicia, the woman who was wounded in the armed services? Can you tell her story if you remember?
What I remember from it, and I was so glad to transfer, for lack of a better way of putting it, the fact that you became, you know, she came up to me, we told her story, but she really wanted to talk to you and share those moments with you, especially at the finish line, and that was beautiful. I think if memory serves me right, she said that 18 years ago, that she was told that she would never run again. Something had happened to her. I don't know. I think was she wounded or there was some sort of, you know, I don't want to even speculate on the specifics because I can't remember. But something had happened to her, devastating, in the military, and she was told she would never run again. And here she was, you know, refusing to take that and transforming her life and running, obviously. And then, you know, she came up and shared that with you there at the end, almost like this emotional catharsis. So what was she saying to you, Carissa?
She was just saying like to thank me for inspiration, which again, when people say that, I don't feel like that you know, inspiring person. I just love the sport of running and I want people to get out there and get moving. But I think what's beautiful is it was 18 years and her wife were here. They were on the Star Cruiser. They saw Marathon Weekend happening and they kind of said, she said, if you do this, I'll do it. And she went back to learn how to run so that she could get the joy that she saw other people having by getting those medals. And if you love Disney, running through Disney is just another height of that because it's something special that like as a kid, you get all the feels of like being a kid at Disney. And that's kind of like an adult way to like touch, you know, kind of come into that. And then when you get into the costumes and everything. So I just thought it was an amazing story of someone who just fought for something they wanted. And she was just very emotional and she's an ambassador of joy, as she calls it. So we were really proud of those stories. And again, we know a lot of you have stories that we don't get to tell. So that's okay if you don't want us to tell your story. But for those of you that do, like, we support all of you. We never know what you're going through. We never know the journey to get to that start line and the struggles it might take to get to the finish. So we're so proud of all of you, that the stories we know and the stories that we don't. Want to move on to the 10-miler?
Let's do it.
We brought in some new folks. Matt joined us, as well as Jamia. So Jamia joined
us. Shout out to all the folks who put that together, having a remote shot from the course. Those are things that over the years we've really wanted to do, and there are a lot of technical issues that that come into play there, and we were able to overcome those with Jamia. And I just think that's great, and hopefully moving forward, if we're all back, because as we let everybody know, we don't find out until the summertime whether we're going to come back for another season. But I think they're planning on trying to do a few more of those things. I know we had static shots years ago from the castle, people running through the castle during marathon weekend. But it was great to have my good friend Jamia from my days with the Toronto Raptors. We were well represented. DJ CJ also working the Raptors games with us over in Tampa. But I just love being able to throw something like that up there, something different, and seeing something out there on the course. Because, again, we, you know, having now run a couple of the things, there's so many things that you don't know about. So kudos to Jamia and all the tech folks and Mark Ferreira who put that together.
Yeah, and I know that sometimes it kind of cut out, but it's really a very challenging thing what they're trying to do. And I was actually on a call with Ironman yesterday talking about we're doing broadcasts for Ironman Texas. And he was like, you're going to be in a 6-minute delay because the signal goes from you to New York, from New York to Denver. And that's kind of not to Denver, but like the signal had to get through all the different places. So there was a delay in Jamia, her hearing us and everything. So she did an amazing job. And I look forward to seeing how our amazing entertainment team can utilize that in the future. But we came into Sunday with a lot of concerns about the weather. The Galloway Pacers changed their pacing. They went to a slower pace to make sure everybody finished safely. What did you guys think about the weather?
I thought we got lucky, honestly, because, you know, I start looking at the 10-day forecast 10 days out, and it was early on, it was going to be 4, 5, 6, 7 degrees warmer. And obviously the humidity was up, but we got a lot of cloud cover, and it really, really helped us out for the weekend. So I thought all in all, in my 10K day, I felt that it was really pleasant out there. You know, again, the humidity, it's springtime in Central Florida, people. We can only do so much. But I thought we got lucky with the weather, frankly.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable that there are all sorts of people that train in different climates. And even though we did get a break, obviously you saw on social media so many people saying, yeah, the heat caught up to me and the heat took me by surprise. Because if you're not from Florida, if you've never experienced it, even when it's just in the low 80s and humid, it's not like the 80s anywhere else, maybe even in the world. But that being said, yeah, it was so pleasant out there, especially at that finish line. If I go back to something real quick with Tracy, one of the disadvantages that you have that we're so lucky about is that we get to see these stories, you know, the beginning, pre-race, the middle, the start line, and then we get to see the end. And I hope there's some way to rearrange some things in the future so that you can get that. I mean, it's like a 3-act play. And unfortunately, you know, you're missing that big chunk of it because at the starting line, the emotions really do change. And, you know, and that's something that you should have the benefit of seeing and hearing and experiencing at some point.
Thank you. But you know what's actually funny is I actually felt for Jamia because, like, she's super cool and I don't know her that well, but I was really excited to get to know her. And we didn't see her at all.
Not at all.
And I'm like, oh, I'm like, new friend. She's somewhere else. So that was kind of sad. But it's probably good because people will probably confuse us and think we're the same person.
I know. That is not – I feel for you because as a blonde host, every blonde announcer, right, you're the same thing. And you guys
are – We're both Filipino and we're the same height and we have the same hair. So – we'll see what happens. One day they're going to call her me and me her, and that's fine. I'll take her talent.
But it's great. No, you guys are both very talented. It's great to be adding in new voices and new faces with new perspectives. Yep. Riley, agreed. I want to touch on a story from 10 Miler that I know is a story line that is very connected to you. And that is, I believe his name was Ryan, who came back. Yep. It's a story that you feel very strongly about. So tell us about Ryan.
It's conflicted to tell these stories because all four of us are so shy about, I don't want anyone to ever think that we're trying to puff ourselves up or, you know, we're so humble about what we do and should remain that way. But you had an experience a few years ago with Sahar where, you know, a woman got out of her car, got scared. She was about to go back to her car. She heard Carissa giving one of her great pep talks and that literally sent her on her way. And then she has been doing race after race ever since then.
No, she just finished the Boston Marathon.
Again, amazing. This gentleman completely took me by surprise. Could have been my brother, but came up to me at the end of the 10 miler and said, Riley, I just want you to know that this is something I've attempted in the past and I failed. But your words, your encouragement, your vibe, your energy is what got me through today. And when I hear stuff like that, you know, the first thing I think is, you know, that's beautiful. I'm so happy for you. That is so awesome. I'm so proud of you. And then the second thought is like, you know, who am I, man? Who are any of us to be, you know, having any sway in anybody else's personal life? So I try and fight off all that Catholic guilt stuff and just live in the moment and revel in the fact that in any way, shape, or form, our words, our small contributions to this great community land in any way. So I was taken aback by that, touched by that, moved by that. And all I can say is I hope there are thousands of other people who hear any part of what we say, our encouragement, because we mean it, and then take it to that extent where you try something like that, you fail, but then by God, you come back the next year and you get it done and you succeed. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Now, Tracy, I've been asked to ask you about, because I don't know about this. So I'm supposed to ask you about Mike Body Painting Tree of Life.
Yes. What about him?
Just I don't know. I'm supposed to ask you. Those who weren't there.
I wasn't there.
Listening, Mike Burselli, Tree of Life. You interviewed him.
He got his whole torso painted like the Tree of Life. Like, wow. I forget what he called it, but it's kind of like henna. And he had he hired these artists in Georgia, and they painted him for 4 hours. He actually has a time lapse on his Instagram.
Oh, he does,
and it's fascinating.
Wild. I mean, that commitment is beyond.
Yes,
it's insane.
It's insane. And I'm like, you spent the money and you, he also has a beautiful, very fit body. So it worked really well. So thank you, Mike. Sorry to your wife. No, congratulations to your wife, actually. But yeah, I mean, it's just gorgeous, gorgeous art. And it's kind of sad that it wasn't permanent because it was stunning.
No, he was great. And just one of many fantastic costumes. Now there is, again, Tracy misses this, usually a point at some time in the weekend where the wheels fall off for us on stage. Yep. For whatever reason, the nutsack.
Were there nuts involved?
Were there nuts involved. And it wasn't that bad, but there was a Star Wars joke made. And then we went on to someone talking about being married on May the 4th.
Yes.
And then John said he could officiate.
Yes, my niece is getting married on May the 4th because she and her soon-to-be betrothed, are Star Wars nerds. And my wife and I will be performing the ceremony, and it's got a Star Wars-y theme. No, we're not dressing up as Star Wars characters necessarily, though Carissa decided that there would be a character that would be perfect for me.
Yeah.
And that character is, of course, Jabba the Hutt. So...
So then John and Riley did Jabba the Hutt voices for an extended period of time.
And let me just say, for my own part, I never did it well at any of it.
No, me either.
Any of it.
Part
really
of me
bad.
Feels like I'm grateful that I missed that.
Yeah, probably you didn't want to be a part of it. It was, worst Jabba the Hutt impersonation ever. So,
but it was funny.
I apologize to everyone involved from Lucasfilms and
this is why we can't have Star Wars races, folks.
That's right. That's it right there, people. Because I'd be trying not to. What is he doing?
Good. See, that's not bad.
I don't.
That was better. Now I'm great on the Wednesday after the race.
Oh my gosh. That was fun. And it took us 1 hour and 10 minutes to send everybody off. So when you have no script for 1 hour and 10 minutes, there's bound to be detours.
Longest one of the season, by the way, for anybody, because some people were chiming in saying, when did the final, but that was, I think it was actually like from 1 hour and 12 minutes. And I think the most it had been around, it's usually around 1 hour and 5. So it took a little bit longer to get everybody out there.
38 waves, 38.
38, three, two, one, go. 38 times. All right, guys, before we wrap, we'll start with you, Tracy. Final thoughts on the crying emoji, as John said, end of the 2023-2024 race season.
I actually want to end this with seeing my friend Fred at the finish line. You guys have met Fred Faisaloni. I went to college with Fred.
Fantastic costumes.
Didn't know that.
Always. We reconnected during Run Disney and hadn't seen each other in how many years. But one thing, when he finished the 10 miler, he was in tears. And it hit me really hard because I'm like, I say this a lot at the finish line. Whether it's your first race or your 50th, it's still hard. I don't care how in shape you are. It's still a challenge. And he has a perfect season, I'm pretty sure. And he trains constantly and he's in shape and all that. But it's like, it's still so difficult and it's such an achievement. And I just want to congratulate him and everyone out there because it is such a beautiful moment to finish a race and you'll never forget your finishes, mostly your first. And I'm just, you know, I miss it. I miss running. I actually am thinking of doing the corporate 5K. I haven't put my running shoes on in probably 5 years, but I just might do the corporate 5K. I might walk it, but whatever. But it's just, it was a nice end to the season and I hope we're back, but I'm really, really happy to be a part of this and very, very grateful and just grateful for all the people out there who are achieving great things every day.
Yeah, truly. So, an inspiring bunch. Riley, any final thoughts?
I saw a post heading into this weekend and it wasn't negative, but it just said, I think it's time to reset, to push the reset button on all the influencers and all the stuff that we share. In other words, you know, our bread and butter at the start line and at the finish line. And you know, the person was like, I think we need to put the press the reset button on all these influencers and all these personalities and get back to health and fitness. And what I'm proudest of in our Run Disney family is that at the beginning of the season, I think we kind of knew the Tutu guys a little bit. We had spoken to DW maybe in the past a little bit, but really didn't know him. I didn't know him. Oxenspoon, in other words, all these people that we've just talked about and all the, there are many, many, many tens, at least tens of other people that we didn't know from Boo at the start of the season. And now not only has their profile been raised, but we're friends. We know these people. We celebrated them. We gave them a platform. And when they use the platform to talk about nothing other than their own personal experiences, which sometimes are very raw, and they're willing to share that, and that influences and helps other people. When we give them a platform and they use it to say nothing but you're safe here, you're included here, you're accepted here, we love you here, no matter what's going on out in your personal life, your professional life, wherever you come from, when you come to a Run Disney event, wear the clothes, wear the makeup, be great, be fabulous, whatever that means to you. But it's your personal expression. This is your time. You paid the money. You bought the ticket. You take the ride. And we're here with you for that ride. And we want to give you a platform if you want to bring more attention to that ride. DW said something that will stay with me for the rest of my life, which is that, and with all humility, that the four of us helped to create a culture within Run Disney that is so accepting and no judgment and nothing but love. And that's what I'll take away from this season. And if this happens to be the last season, well, then I will go away so happy professionally because I think ourselves in combination with our Run Disney family, I think we've helped some people. I think we've moved some people. Hopefully we've made them laugh. But most importantly, at the end of the day, I hope we've given them a safe space for them to express themselves physically, emotionally, and however else they wanted to.
And I think that we have, and I think that it is still, you know, about health and fitness. And I think sometimes, you know, interviewing people, we see the ones we know, we want to know as many of you as we can. So we'd love to tell your stories, but health and fitness is mental and it's also physical. So it's the telling of the stories. It's the finding the strength. It's seeing someone else and feeling inspired by them. It's all there. I think for me, there were so many amazing moments, you know, at all the finishes. And because this one just happened, I remember when Stephanie and Bob from the Rise and Run came up at the end. Stephanie hugged me in all her warthogness, and she was crying and she was like, I did this. I ran through this. This woman that we met in September, and I'm going to cry. And she said to you, I just had a mastectomy. And we said, wait, no, Riley, can you repeat? Like, we didn't believe what we were hearing. And she has gone on to keep doing every race through mastectomies, through she had a cone of shame because she said, I'm sterile now. I mean, she has been through so much to helping John in a large part get across that finish line. And she did this all for others and for herself. And she's crying. And then Bob says, I can't take my glasses off. You know, the end of that finish line was a moment of celebration. And it's like, it's that moment that you've been looking forward to for so long. But then once it's there, you're like, oh, now, you know, what's next? And it was just emotional finish, I think, for all of those reasons that these are stories that and people whose journeys we have followed, that we have rooted for, that we have cheered for from afar and from close. And, you know, I'm so great to be a, glad to be a part of that. And the last thing I want to say before John gives his final thoughts is thank you guys for the freaking friendship bracelets. Like, I love them.
Oh my God, yes.
I'm obsessed with them. I got a clear jar. I'm putting them in the jar. Every single one, every single saying, thank you. Thank you so much. Like, everyone is appreciated. The ones that are smaller, I give to Claire. She's obsessed with the Tortured Poets one we got this weekend. So truly, honestly, guys, thank you so much. John?
Yeah, I'm just, you know, just reiterate what all of you guys said about that. And I mean, all the people who shouted out about our little podcast here, that was really unexpected to do a whole season and so many people talking about how they enjoy what we do here. Again, all the support that that I got throughout the whole season, the Pelkey Running Club, the Disney Day Drinkers, all those folks out there who do enjoy what we do. And I apologize to anybody who does find what we do tedious.
You're probably they're not into it.
I get it. Yeah, they're not listening, but you know, put your earbuds in and crank the music.
Crank the
Nickelback.
That's
all I can say, because I understand that as well. But I will take away
strays.
I will take away the success of my 10K and the absolute and utter failure of not dressing me as Thomas O'Malley, the alley cat, to Mark Ferreira. I'll leave it there. And shout out to the lovely folks. A couple people gave me Thomas O'Malley friendship bracelets. So I greatly appreciate that. But thank everybody for all their support and what Riley said. You know, it's an honor to get to do it. And whether this is the last time or if we're back in the fall, it'll always be a really, really bright spot in my career and my life.
How lucky are we?
We are.
We really are.
Well, nobody thank you, it. Riley, Tracy, for this, for the whole season. We will send you off and hope to see you real soon.
Love you guys. You're total pros.
Bye, y'all.
All right, athletes. Here's the drill. Time to shape up your diet. Harissa, give them the goods.
All right, Johnny, you said you felt a little nauseous during your run, which is not uncommon. But what I did want to do is address that. And I think what you did, and because you had Katie and Stephanie with you, they helped you kind of work through that. But nausea can happen in runs. Now, this is not Riley's issue. We'll let him figure that one out on his own with medical experts.
We don't have that kind of time.
We don't. We already spent way too much time on it. We love you, Riley. But feeling nauseous on a run can happen for a variety of reasons. One, dehydration. So one of the signs of dehydration is dizziness and nausea. And I know you were good about getting in your Powerade. Overexertion. So if you are not used to intense exercise, overexertion can cause nausea. Poor nutrition, eating too much or too little before the run. Too much, especially if it's high fat, high fiber, is going to be hard to digest and your body's going to be focusing on that. It's really that Goldilocks, right? Where we say you got to practice your nutrition and you'd never run this far. So you didn't know what to do, but the good thing you did was you had nutrition. Also heat. And then if you have any underlying GI issues. So I can't say exactly what yours was. It's probably a combination of heat, of fueling, but getting in that sodium, I think, really helped. But if you do feel nauseous during a run, think about hydration. Did I drink enough before? Did I have enough electrolytes in it? Because that's a key there too. And I think eating sensibly. So maybe you ate a little too much before you ran. Maybe you didn't need to eat as much as you did. I think we were worried about what you did is strange. I'm going to be on stage for 2 hours and then I'm going to go run. Right. And I was trying to get you bananas and yogurt. So maybe you actually ate a little too much too close to your run, I think would be the most likely cause. But if you're home, that's not going to be a normal issue because you're not kind of dealing with what we were doing. Increase that intensity gradually if you find you're getting nauseous in a lot of runs. Be aware of the environmental conditions and listen to your body. That's what you did. You said, okay, I'm feeling this. I'm going to need to do something different so I can safely get to the finish line. And if you had continued to feel nauseous or dizzy, I'm sure they would have told you to stop and that would have been okay. But listening to your body is a good thing. And I think you learned some things, right?
Absolutely. And I think certainly dehydration was probably at the top of the list because, you know, as you get older, for anybody who's out there who doesn't know this, you really do need to hydrate more often just in your daily life. So all of those things. And again, shout out to Stephanie, who was prepared. So prepare yourself if you're going to go on those long runs, folks. Take more than you're going to need.
That's
what I learned.
That is a great tip. And yeah, anytime over 45 minutes, that's definitely what you want to do. These are the kind of questions we answer all the time. And healthier you Seminar Series. They're two different programs. Healthier You is a 12-week online course designed to help with weight loss, nutrition, education. You get a year of monthly chats with me along with a year to access the course. And the Seminar Series is a year of monthly chats with me, group chats, and then you get four meal plans. They're both available at GallowayCourse.com. Jeff Galloway is joining us next week, April 29th. Use the code Jeff. It expires on April 27th to sign up and get that chat with Jeff.
Athletes, listen up. It's mail call time. Announcer free, present.
All right. Today's listener email comes from our 321Go podcast at gmail.com account.
Well done.
And it's from Jeff.
Yes, and I'm reading it because he says, my name is Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Could have edited that out, but why? My wife and I began running with Run Disney starting with the Wine and Dine in 2019 and haven't missed a race. We love the whole announcement crew. Thank you, Jeff. He says, for springtime this weekend, I was the one who was chasing John to sign the hat, running the 10K and the 10 miler carrying it. Mission accomplished. Around mile 7, we ran into John's wife, and I asked her to sign it, and of course she did. And at the finish, I ran into John himself. She says, thank you, Carissa. He says, thank you, Carissa, for taking the photo of John and I. I wanted to share this, because John, what is that, like, how does that feel to you? It must feel, I know your personality, it must seem strange.
It does, you know, and I'm just, we always talk about it. Both you and I are kind of loath to promote ourselves and all of that. So yeah, it did feel strange. I did run into Jeff several times and I was like, do I need to get a Sharpie? What do we have to do here? But he was prepared, on 10 miler day and, was able to present me with the hat with my wife's signature, who, by the way, she was out there at the cornhole. If those of you who are listening, yep, who don't know, she was one of the two folks at the cornhole game, and I'm impressed by anybody who was able to stop and play cornhole. And apparently, there were a lot of those folks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Awesome. They'd stop, play a little bit of cornhole while they were out there.
Why not? You know? Yeah, and I like that he included her. And Weston, he was walking. He was walking with someone from Runner's World. They were kind of taking in the whole race. He was walking with them, and he said he got up there and didn't hear Jody, and he was like, "Oh, she must be on break." No, she just had a character line. So Jody. Jody Chase, not Jody Pelkey, has become a character stop as well.
Yeah, just she had a lot. She got a lot of love when she was out there, and her friend Angie was with her. And it was my, and I will say, shout out to my beautiful wife. It was my anniversary on Monday following the race, 23 years with the more talented one. So I love you, Jody Chase, not Jody Chase Pelkey, not Jody
just
Pelkey,
Jody Chase.
Not Mrs. Pelkey. Her popularity, which is much greater than mine in the Central Florida area, and rightfully so, it's growing in the Run Disney community. So, shout out to everybody who stopped to see her, and thank you, Jeff. That was, I love that, that I got to sign your hat for you.
Yes. And thank you for emailing us. Thank you for listening. My long guys are here, so I'm going to get out of here again. It's been a magical season because of you all. Keep emailing us, keep listening, keep training. Let us know how we can support you during the quote-unquote off season, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye-bye.